everybody. I am back. I am still fresh out of Bucks. And I'm just so excited. We are starting off season 4. What are y'all doing to me? Except like giving me this awesome experience. So today is a big day. About 11, 12 years ago, I came across a author that just captivated my attention. And I started with one little trilogy, and then around the time I finished it, she had released this awesome book called A Beautiful Disaster. Now, anybody that may be on here that has not read it yet, I encourage you to do it. It's like a coming of age, college, kind of underground, suspense romance. But you know, it's awesome because it's about this little group of 4 people, basically, primarily, a girl trying to give herself a fresh new start with attending college with her best friend, America. Abby is our main female character, and she has a rather interesting past that we don't really know much about until a good portion of the book comes through. And I'm not going to say anything because it's kind of an interesting plot twist, but let's just say that she didn't live the, there's that beautiful cover. It has since been given a revamp for a new, like, fresh face anniversary edition, but this one's still my favorite. Anyways, Abby is going to college and leaving her bad girl ways basically behind. No drinking, no bad boys, and, you know, trying to get on the straight and narrow and get herself a good education and create a better future for herself. And her best friend, America, is just like, she's everybody's BFF. You know, she tells you like it is, blunt, honest, the whole bit, right? Well, America is dating or seeing somebody and takes Abby along to college underground, boxing, fighting, that kind of stuff, betting. And that's where she meets Travis Maddox, our hero, for lack of better terms, our main male character. And he is just cut, tattoos, bad boy, zero fucks given, ladies man, hi mother. And he bumps into her, Abby, and gets immediately intrigued because she's like, I need to stay away from this. This is, you know, what I'm used to. And she's like, I need to do something different. Well, it turns out that this particular gentleman, college rough boy, is the cousin of the guy that her best friend America happens to be dating. And the two guys live together off campus. So you go through the motions of becoming friends and edging, towing the line of something more. And they eventually end up betting each other that if Travis wins or loses a fight, if he loses, he'll give up sex for a month. If he wins, she, Abby, has to move into his apartment with him and his cousin Shepley for a month. And lo and behold, things transpire and she ends up moving temporarily into his apartment. And the story unfolds, you know, young lust and all that stuff. And further down there, ups and downs and bickering and what have you, there's your drama and, you know, your fight, your, you know, first like breakup or it's so angsty. I love it. Anyways, then we get to Abby seated, unreally mentioned past comes out of the blue, pops up and drags her right back into what she's been trying to get away from. And the four of them go about trying to take care of business and fix things. And along the lines of still being broken up, but working together, they end up getting back together. I really, really loved this book. It had all the feels. It was swoony. It was angsty. It was lap out funny. Especially if you remember certain parts of going to college, whether you went for a year or all the way and then some. It's a real story. It's relatable story. And I think that's why, even as an older mom of teens and young 20-something kids, I still love the story. I think it's really sweet story at the same time, covering, you know, young love and friendship and the way that Abby overcomes her past and embraces a new life for herself and what she does and has to go through to be successful in coming out on top and trying to do better for herself. It's a phenomenal story. And of course it's got two other books after it. Plus I believe a spinoff of the Maddox brothers, Travis's brothers. There's five, if I remember correctly. It's been a while now. I've read the story multiple times. And yes, it is an audio, and I have it on audio and have listened to it multiple times there too. But the reason I'm talking about this book today is because the author, Jamie McGuire, who I hope gets to see this, her book got picked up to become a movie, and today is day one of only one showing, nationwide limited theater release of this little book baby being made into a movie. Now, sending my shout outs, I hope it does really well today and tomorrow. My baby sister and I are going tomorrow. I have completely timed everything out to where I can actually leave work, go see the movie, partake in another live stream tomorrow with some friends, and have tons of stuff to talk about because I love this book and I get to see the movie. So do yourself a favor, pick up Beautiful Disaster by Jamie McGuire. She has a few other books since this one came out and they're all fantastic. Take a look. She's an awesome, awesome writer. Now, I think we're going to cut to a sponsor ad, and then we are going to come back and talk with author Jack Whitney about her upcoming release tomorrow on a book I am literally at 50% reading, and I can't wait to talk about it. We'll be right back.
We're here in paradise. I'm happy, hungry, and I'm ready to eat.
I'm Riley, a vegan who loves good food. This season, I travel across Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, finding all the amazing vegan food this incredible beach city has to offer. Join me on December 8th to see which delicious restaurants I try. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm so happy to have you back. So,
thank you for having me.
Before we start talking about the new one coming out tomorrow, I have to tell you how much I still love your novella, Sweet Girl. And the other one that you did in the fall, Anyone in You. Mm-hmm. Mwah. Oh, I loved that one. It was so good.
Oh, thank you.
So, everybody, she is the author of the book, the novella Sweet Girl. And I'm here to tell you that book was hot. It was good. And everybody wanted more. And guess what? We're getting a new full-length novel that comes out tomorrow. Am I correct?
Yes. Yep.
Now, the new book is called Finding You, and it's a continuation of, Gavin and Chloe's story. Oh, it's so good so far, you guys. What can you tell me that's not spoilery? Because, and I'm glad I told you I'm only 50% because it's getting good.
Let's see. Well, the whole thing is it's been 5 years since Gavin and Chloe's one night stand. They kind of left that night without exchanging phone numbers, social media, even he didn't even know Chloe's last name. So he didn't really have any sort of kind of really no way to find her, but then he even tried to look for her and he couldn't find her at all. So then, you know, it's been 5 years. Chloe has her own marketing company now, and his dating app ends up hiring them to do their, I think it's their 10-year anniversary, like branding, rebranding.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it just spirals. Once they see
it, really
each other.
Does. And I'm drawing a blank now. On top of all the feels of seeing somebody, yeah, she is engaged to somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh. So I don't like the fiance, like 100%. I don't like him. So, okay, y'all, this poor girl has like this lingering, like hesitation on even marrying this guy. She's been with him, what, like 3 years or something? So they get engaged and they never set a date. And what is his name? I'm drawing a blank.
Tyler.
Tyler's family puts the freaking pressure on, forces them to have a date by picking out a venue and planning a bunch of stuff and like basically forcing her into this. And like, she just, sorry, my cat. She's just like rolling with the punches at this point. And I'm like, what happened to the spitfire of a girl we got in the novella? I'm like, and right. We're getting to like the bottom of that. And I'm like, oh, girlfriend gonna snap. And she does. Oh my God. So she's like freaking out when she sees Gavin, Mr. Arison. Mm-hmm. And like this flood of emotions and the whole, and the best friend, Lana. Oh my God. That's me. 100%.
I love her so much.
I really do. She's like forever bringing up Gavin like all the time and then like encouraging her to like leave Tyler for this guy, but she's like so stuck. And like, all her stuff is in storage. Like, who doesn't let you put pictures up on a... Oh my God, I don't like this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you like have the mental capacity to write that much of a douchebag?
I've actually met someone like him. So... Oh. Yeah.
That's horrible.
So, you know. Draw some inspiration from a few people.
Well, as long as it's not obviously your significant other, then we're all good.
Yeah.
I don't think that you'd put up with that. I think you'd probably knock his lights out. Oh, God. Yeah. And folks, when girlfriend snaps on the family, it's epic, and I love it. And I'm like, you needed that about 10 chapters ago, but it's beautiful. Oh, my God. I wish I was further along, because now I want all the spoilers. And it sucks. But there is this underlying, somebody says, how do you deal with writer's block? I usually have to push myself out of my comfort zone. That might be something as simple as making a new playlist or as drastic as doing weekend juice cleanse. Oh, God.
Oh, I think this is actually my answer from Goodreads.
Oh, is it? I thought somebody asked a question.
out of writer's block.
Now, does the juice cleanse involve like an alcohol with the juice?
Unfortunately not.
So the underlying, I guess, story to the main story is Eros and Psyche. Am I correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So can you talk a little bit about that for those of us that are not as familiar with the whole mythological connection that they are?
Yeah. Well, so Eros and Psyche is kind of like one of those love stories that just transcends everything. Basically, it was Psyche, people were worshiping her in the streets because they thought that her beauty was greater than Aphrodite. So, of course, Aphrodite can't have that. So she sends her son in essentially to assassinate her. And this is just one of the stories. One of the stories says that he fell on one of his own arrows whenever he saw her. And then there's other stories that say that he just saw her and fell in love with her.
Gotcha.
So her family went to the Oracle and something, the Oracle told her that she was going to marry a monster. So they went and dropped her off on a mountaintop in funeral clothes. They were oh, well, she's getting married to a monster. She's, you know, bye-bye. And so the monster that found her was Eros. And he takes her back to his house, essentially. And then instead of showing himself to her, he appears just as like a shadow. And he comes to her at night and they hang out and everything. And they get married in secret, but she still only knows him as a shadow because he didn't want her to love him for like his looks or anything like that. He wanted her to love him for himself. Gotcha. And so one day her sisters come to visit and they tell her that he must be hideous. He doesn't want to show himself. So she takes a candle and she lights it and she sees that it's him and he gets all upset and you've betrayed me and blah, blah, blah. And he goes running home to mom. And then she has to complete. Aphrodite gives her three tasks to complete to be able to be with her son again. And that's when she has to do. What are the three tasks? One of them is like sorting grain. I can't remember the second one, but the third one was for her to go to the underworld and bring back a drop of Persephone's beauty. And Persephone's smarter than this. Yeah. So Persephone gives Psyche a box of eternal sleep instead.
Nice.
And so and Psyche, I guess on the way back, gets really curious. So she opens it up and then she falls asleep.
Uh-huh. So many dots all now connecting up here.
But I don't know. I love their love story, and I didn't really want it to be a full retelling. Like, I didn't want people to have to know mythology in order to read this book. I just wanted to kind of sprinkle it in there. And so with Gavin and Chloe, it's more of, instead of a complete retelling, I did just kind of like a continuation.
Yeah. Like what happens long after the trials are completed and so on and so forth. But it seems that part of one of the tasks is a lingering type of issue in its own form in the actual book itself, which I won't tell because that's kind of spoilery. But now knowing a little more about the mythology side of it, I'm like really intrigued. Like, oh, I like the spin you took with that.
Yeah. You see so many just retellings of books, but nothing really like a continuation kind of. And I wanted it to be available for people who maybe only read contemporary romance.
Yeah.
But it's just got that little bit of fantasy in there too.
Yeah. It's just kind of like that little sprinkle with the cherry on top. And I love how she's like still not fully believing that he's, you know, a god and all this stuff. And she calls him Eros or Cupid. I love when she calls him Cupid. I think that's just hilarious. Because I'm like, girl, you have no idea.
Yeah. Right.
And and how he's best friends with Persephone, which just, I love that like so much, how she just pops in and she's just like Lana, just like super blunt and like man,
I love how she pops in and she just like goes and throws her legs up on one of his chairs and she's like, what you doing?
Like, I'm here now. Surprise. Next level. Oh my goodness. And I love how he there's that beautiful cover. I love it. I cannot wait to get my hands. Yes, I will be getting these, by the way. I know you had that that very limited book box collaboration you had done where you're putting the novella and the novel together. Yeah, I totally ordered that and I'm waiting for its arrival. I don't know when they're shipping. I'm like, it's April. When
together.
What was that?
No, she was waiting on my book plates to get there, but oh God, post takes forever.
Right. Oh my goodness. So but anyways, tough. I will be showcasing that as soon as I get my grubby hands on it. I'm going to be like,
I'm excited.
Did you forget how to cat?
Hey, you saw that, right? Oh God, she's mad as hell because she can't get on the chair behind me. My son and I swapped out chairs. So she's a little pissy. But anyways, I also wanted to talk about how she kept everything from their one night in storage.
Mm-hmm.
The different little things, the picture of him like looking at her, even though he's blurry, you can still see it. Oh yeah. My gosh. And folks, that whole scene.
For a minute, I forgot about that scene.
Mint. Oh, Lord have mercy. And Chloe's best friend, Lana, has a thing for Tyler's dad. And yeah. I find that hilarious. She's like, say hi to daddy for me.
I think if I were to do a Lana book, it would definitely have to have daddy kink in there because that's just her thing.
Yes. Lana, I hope you get a book because it's going to be worth it. Oh my God. And I love how they, Joanna wants to know, what was your hardest scene to write, especially for this one? Because I know it wasn't like a plan. It just kind of happened to become a full right. novel. So which one was the hardest scene?
Oh God. I don't know. Because once I started actually, because I had snippets that I had been writing over the last year. But once I started writing it, it just kind of kept going. Because I wrote it in 5 weeks, I think. 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, you crushed it pretty quick.
I did. Probably the very last part, because you actually get to see everyone together. And that was just a lot of personalities to kind of keep track of. But yeah, that was probably the hardest part.
That's awesome. Now, I do have to ask, even though I haven't got there yet, does she end up explaining to Tyler or his family or even Gavin why she's not on like social media and things like that? I'm very curious about that. I want that story. Is it told?
Yes. Yes. She does tell Gavin about it. I think she didn't tell Tyler about it because she didn't think he was worth telling, because he's not going to care.
Yeah.
And it's something that was pretty devastating for her. So, yeah, it is told.
See, now everybody who wants to know what the hell I'm talking about, you need to go get the book. Ha ha. And, I mean, can we also just talk about how many times Gavin says, sweet girl, good girl,
oh.
come
yeah.
on. Yeah, I mean, just. if you are not a fan of that or didn't think you would be a fan of that, this book will definitely give that to you.
Like you're a fan now.
Yes. Oh my God. I cannot wait to get, of course I don't want it to end because then it'll be over and I'm going to be like book hangover. Right. But maybe by that time the book box will get here and then I can justify somehow making the purchase of the other ones. So, I know this is coming out tomorrow. Do you have plans for audio for this?
I've been looking into audio. I'm hoping that my numbers are decent because I would love to submit it to Podium for them to pick it up. Because otherwise, the figures for audio are insane. Yeah. And I didn't realize that until I did a little bit more research. But yeah, I would love for it to be. So fingers crossed for this weekend.
All right. So everybody, you need to get this for yourself. Then you need to tell everybody that you know about it and then have them tell everybody they know so that we can get the ball rolling on this, because this, the novella and the novel would be kick ass in audio.
Yes. In audio. Because I've started listening more to audiobooks myself. I can never find time to actually just sit down and read. So yeah, I would love that.
Ah, well, everybody knows because I never shut the hell up about it, how much I love audio. And I'm like, so when you're writing Gavin, in your head, does he have an accent?
No. Surprisingly, no.
Awesome, because there were a couple of narrators. I was like, ooh, that would be a good Gavin.
Yeah, it's weird that he actually doesn't have an accent, because in like my Honest Scrolls series, everyone has an accent.
Yes.
So yeah, it's kind of weird, but maybe that's the difference between writing in contemporary and fantasy for me.
Yeah, that could be it. I don't know though. They make what is it? Snow ice cream, snow ice or something.
Snow cream, yeah.
He tries to make it because he misses her during their 5 years apart. I got a little misty eyed on that. I was like, you freaking just tell her you love her and marry her.
I know.
He's what?
He's obsessed with her.
He is.
And I love it.
But like not in the creepy stalker way.
Yeah.
So adorable. I just want to hug him. Like, it's okay. Shush. I'm retarded. I shouldn't say that. That's a horrible phrase. I'm special. I'm sorry. You brought up Dead Moon's Rising or The Honest Scrolls. Mm-hmm. I'm having a brain fart. Is that one in audio? The first one, at least?
No. No.
No. Okay. Needs to be. Just saying. I love it so much.
Needs to be.
I actually, pardon me. So, Sweet Girl and Dead Moon's Rising, I actually gifted to Amy from Two Girls at a Bookshelf on Bookstagram, because I was like, girl, you need these in your life. And she can like crush an ebook or a physical book or an audiobook all at the same time, like me and quite a few others do, and she was so excited because the copy of Sweet Girl that I sent her was the one with the candy hearts.
Oh, nice!
And because I think it was like right before you announced that you were doing the matching covers. And I was like,
yeah,
I probably should have ordered one of those for myself as well.
But then you got the book box.
Yeah, but is it the same cover?
No. Well, the other cover is still available on Amazon.
Oh, then I might have to do that as well. I will find a way to justify it. It's a what?
Yeah, I called it the illustrated edition because it has the not safe for work drawings in it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to need that one. Definitely. Why? Because I'm a perv for smut. Sue me.
It's the original edition.
I mean, it just, and that's like one thing I'm really looking forward to is all of the potential artwork that could come from this once everything gets put out tomorrow and everybody starts really reading it and hearing about it and everything. Cause you know, in my head, a grand plan is that I'm going to share about it and everybody's going to buy it and love it. And it'll be the next big thing. But I love all the different ways that different book artists are coming around with the different styles of character art that they do. And I really, really would love, especially a few scenes, but certain not so dirty scenes, like when she talks about what she envisioned her wedding dress to look like.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I want to see that, like, in the worst way. And
right.
How, oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. Very creative. I'm just, how much longer do I have to wait for her to be told or find out what I'm trying not to say?
That's a little like, bit
still a little bit even at the 50% mark.
Yeah.
Damn.
The good thing is the pacing's pretty fast, so it won't feel like that long.
It is pretty fast and I do enjoy that. I just I was reading part of it last night and I just was like, girlfriend, I want to shake you and wake you up and be like, drop the bad habit.
Yeah.
I love that.
So which
that
part are you at?
I could tell you. If you give me un momento. Of course, now I'm going to be like, I'm partway into chapter 28, Gavin's perspective.
Speed date.
Yes, the speed date. Took me a second.
Okay.
Which, that concept was awesome. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. It's, okay. Yeah. And I'm just like, the deliberation in the hallway, in the elevator, in the, I need to not let him into the apartment, and the ring, and God, it's so good. I love it. I just love it. I can't wait for everybody to read this. I really can't. Ah.
I'm excited. Oh, so nervous about this. I've been waiting for it.
It's so worth the wait, though. I just, anybody that sees this, I want you to know it is absolutely worth the wait. It is, the tension is beautiful. And it starts fairly early on, the tension. And it's funny. Oh my gosh, there's so much freaking snark. Love it. And Ezzy. Okay, how did...
I love Ezzy.
How did, yes, Ezzy. Oh, Ezzy and Avril. Oh my gosh. Ezzy is one of those sneak up on you side characters that I just love. Oh. And
she was not planned. I was writing chapter one and she just kind of walked onto the page. I was like, oh, okay.
That's a happy accident.
Yeah. Okay, I like her. She's cool.
Excuse me. Yeah, Ezzy is oh man, she's definitely a kick in the pants. Do we get more of her in the latter half of the book? Or is she about
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because I was gonna say we gotta get some of her, and because they work so well together with how they started up their company together, and it fits in with her, with Chloe and Lana, and God, I love Lana. Jiminy Christmas, that woman. Like, I could totally just see. Okay, so Chloe and Lana, they daily, multiple day times a day, like video chat, FaceTime, whatever. And anytime Tyler is involved in the story segment, and Chloe's like turning around and being like, oh, it's we're almost done. Like, I envision on like the backside that Chloe can't see is Lana just, you know, flipping him the bird. Because she does not like him at all.
No.
Oh God. And Tyler's sister. What a bitch. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. But I do like the connection that she has with Tyler's dad. I did read that, and that was kind of interesting. Like,
yeah.
Why isn't his son like that? Maybe it would not be so bad, I guess, but who knows? What a tool.
I know.
I don't like Tyler. Tyler's a tool. We'll just call him TT.
Yeah. Tyler's a tool.
So, after this release, what do you have coming up in the future? Being that you got a new little one at home now.
Well, I'm taking my time writing the Honest Scrolls 3. That's the next one that'll release. So I'm hoping to have it released around September. And then I'll do the second Ballad of Nightmares. So that one, fingers crossed for December or January.
Nice. Very nice. Looking forward to that so much. Are there potentially any other smaller side projects, like Anyone in You?
I am hoping to do the Jack Frost novella this year.
Oh, we talked about that last time.
Yeah, that did not happen like I wanted it to. But well, that's okay. I mean,
you know, I think you had a pretty good reason why.
I know.
I mean, yeah, you know, you only birthed a human being.
Yeah, exactly. You know, no, fine. What do you mean you can't go back to work after 6 weeks?
Being a mom is hard. Oh
God, yes.
And I was, you know, I'm not trying to make it like a focal point or anything, but I was going to ask, how has that I don't want to say affected, but how is it going being a new mom and continuing a writing career? How is that blending together?
It's taking some adjustment. Like whenever I was writing Finding You, he did spend, because I had a hard deadline for that one because of the book box. He did spend a lot more time with my mom and sister. They watched him throughout the day so that I could get some writing, just crunch it out and get it done. But then I took the whole month of March off and really kind of sat down and figured out, like, it sounds weird, but me and him kind of figured it out.
Hey, you know what? Moms get it. You do that.
So we're slowly getting on a good routine. If I can just get his naps longer, I'd be good. But he's a great kid. I can't complain about him.
Yeah. They have a tendency to grow on you after an hour. Yeah. You know, they have their ways, them little magical creatures. And any mom will tell you, the older they get, the easier and harder it will get, but the naps for a short period of time will eventually get longer. I promise. And I have to crack a funny here, being that you are a new mom. Anybody who tells you to sleep when they sleep, don't do that. Don't do that to a new mom, because it's not going to happen. I don't know who came up with that lie. That's your 20 to 60 minutes to get something done. Like, I don't know, yes. A shower.
Right. No, whenever he was first born, I would wake up because I was trying to write. So I would go to sleep from like 7 to 2, and then I would wake up and write from 2 to 8. That was my routine, because he would wake up around 8, or he would be waking up like every 2 hours to eat. So I was up anyway. I'm like, you know what? Screw it. We'll just wake up. But now that he's sleeping a little better, I still try to take a nap from like 9 to 12 so that I get a little bit of uninterrupted sleep.
Yeah.
But he wakes up at like 1 and 4 to 8. So it's better. I'm adjusted to it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, during his naps, I try to work. That's my time to work.
Yeah. So just let that be a lesson to anybody. don't spread the lie of sleeping when they sleep, because it never happens. Ever.
Somebody tried to tell me that whenever he was first born, and I was just like, what planet are you on? What? How?
It just doesn't work like that.
No, I love the TikToks where people are making fun of that, and they're like, sleep in the baby sleep. So they're walking him in the stroller. Sleep in the baby sleep. Okay, well, he's asleep in the stroller. Let me just curl up on the sidewalk.
That's funny. Oh my God, I love it. Oh, sweet Lord. Now, do you have any other projects lingering in the back of your brain for next year that you want, or are they continuations on current series?
Well, the Honest Scrolls will probably be my big focus next year, just because I'd like to get it out there, you know?
Yeah.
So the Honest Scrolls, and maybe like a novella or two.
Nice.
But that's going to be my main focus for probably the next couple of years, honestly, because there's 8 books.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Are and they all the humongous last... beasties?
probably at least 500 pages, yeah.
Yes. Oh God. Everybody, you gotta understand, that was my introduction to Miss Whitney here was Dead Moon's Rising. And hook, line, and sinker, 110%. Like, I'm addicted. So anything is an automatic one click, as they say. So, yeah, just do yourselves a favor and just read everything she's got.
Thank you.
She got a college education she got to save up for now. Come on.
Right?
Oh, man. Well, I know we're probably coming up here pretty close on my hour time. Is there anything, any special announcements that we haven't already talked about that you want to put out there?
I don't think so. I don't think I have anything. Everybody, right now.
Go buy the book tomorrow. Finding You.
Yeah.
Let's make it one of those. What are they called?
3 hours.
It goes live when? In 3 hours?
In 3 hours. Yeah, because it's almost 9. So it'll go live at midnight.
Oh, yeah. Duh. I can tell time. Jiminy Christmas. I'm telling you, it's been a week. Okay. And down below, and what I will find a way to do, if it hasn't already been tagged in the comments on this, there's a link to go purchase the book when it does go live. And I will be sharing the crap out of it tomorrow as well. I really hope.
So tomorrow I'm keeping the Kindle price at $2.99, but after Saturday it goes up to $5.99. It'll go back up to normal price.
So you've got 2 days, 2.5. No, yeah, 2 days to get it at $2.99, and then it goes up to a regular Kindle price of $5.99. So yep. Do yourself a favor. Get this. What is the novella going for right now? Is it $2.99?
The novella's free right now until Friday.
All right. So you can get a twofer, basically. You can get the novella and then, yeah, $3. $3, people. Tell everybody you know they need it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything. It's got asshole douchebag dudes. It's got hot chicks, curvy chicks, funny chicks, Cupid.
Cupid.
Just go get it. And you know what's funny is that every time, now this is showing my age, every time I think of Lana and how Chloe calls him Cupid, it makes me think of that stupid song that Mandy Moore sang in Princess Diaries when they go to the beach party.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it has no correlation to your book or anything, but no. Just because, like, every time, like, I don't know why. Anyways, you guys, it's Wednesday. But I mean, you reference things with what you know that I cannot be held accountable right. For how my brain works. Right. Anywho, $2 for $3 until Saturday. And then you're going to have to pay regular price. And you'll be kicking yourself in the tush going, why didn't I listen? I mean, for crying out loud, if one of them's free right now, just go get the free one. And then
I know
you'll get hooked and want the full one. And, you know, maybe by that point, if you're a slow reader, you'll make her more money by buying it at full price.
I was trying to like post it in these Facebook groups, but some of the Facebook groups don't let you do self promo, and I completely get that. But I'm like, I just want to hand you a free book.
Oh my God. If I had like a good standing in a Facebook group, even of my own, that I would totally like, here's use mine. I don't care. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But even on TikTok, I'm just trying to say free book, free, go get the book, go get it, go.
Yeah. Now I haven't been very active on TikTok as of late. So maybe I will have to pop on there because I haven't been on there in so long. When I post something, everybody will see it. There's a method to my madness. We're going to get this because I love it. Isn't it weird how that works sometimes? It does. You know, and of course I haven't been on there in so damn long. I'm probably going to be like, wait, what is all this new crap? I barely figured it out the first time. I'm old.
Well, I had to create a new account. They actually banned me.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Well, then you'll have to go on there and follow me, because if you changed your name on there, I'm going to need to know what it is.
It just doesn't have the dots in there. Still Jack Whitney Ryder.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. If you get on TikTok, everybody, you can find all of her videos and whatever else they do on TikTok. See, Mel was on it. Thank you, Mel. Our producer has more sense than I do. Oh my gosh. Everybody, Jack Whitney has a new book coming out tomorrow, Finding You. Novella Sweet Girl is free until Saturday. Go get it. And Jack, I really hope that tomorrow is a kick-ass day for you. I'll be rooting for you. And can't wait to have you back. Maybe we'll have to do it again in the fall. Awesome. Everybody, thanks for joining. If you're catching this later, still go click the links. I'll put them in the comment section so you can. And I will see everybody next week. Bye, guys.